Good morning, good morning, and a truly vibrant, energetic welcome back to the Deep Dive. I'm absolutely buzzing with excitement today because we're not just starting a new day, we're kicking off a fresh, invigorating deep dive into a topic that, promise you, will not just light a fire, it'll help you build a whole bonfire of belief in yourself. We're talking about unlocking your absolute best self because, let's be honest, you deserve to shine brightly.
And shine. You absolutely will. That's the kind of wake-up call I need. There's something genuinely transformative about these early hours. It's not just about what you do, right? But the intention you set. If you can infuse your morning with clarity and purpose, well, it becomes this powerful foundation for your whole day. It's like setting your internal GPS not just for work, but for unshakable brilliance. Though I did once try to set my GPS to more sleep on a Monday. It just kept repeating, recalculating, recalculating.
Mine usually just says, turn around, go back to bed. But forget those momentary lapses in navigation, because today is all about intentional brilliance and unwavering direction. So grab your favorite morning beverage, maybe that expertly crafted Spartan Cafe blend we love, or just a power-packed green juice settle in, because we are about to pour some serious insight, motivation, and yeah, dare I say, a few genuine aha moments right into your ears. This isn't just talk. It's like a blueprint for authentic, lasting transformation.
Speaking of incredible beginnings and powering through your day, we want to take a moment for a massive, heartfelt shout out to our fantastic sponsors. They truly are the wind beneath our wings, making these deep dives possible and bringing amazing benefits directly to you, our incredible community. We really appreciate them.
Absolutely. First up, we are fueled, literally and metaphorically, by Spartan Cafe. Look, this isn't just your ordinary cup of joe. It's the perfect partner for your daily mental fuel, the catalyst for that entrepreneurial spirit. And it's a hub for community connection where ideas don't just spark, they ignite. You're going to hear more about their incredible app later on. And trust me, it's so perfectly aligned with today's topic of building unwavering confidence. It's like they read our minds, or maybe Arthur J. Rutledge's book.
And a huge resounding thank you to Stay Well Global. They're an incredible wellness brand that genuinely dedicates itself to empowering your well-being. They're all about fostering a healthier, more confident you inside and out. Seriously, do yourself a favor. Check them out at staywellglobal.com. That's staywellglobal.com to discover how they can help you live your healthiest, most vibrant life. Their mission to foster holistic well-being is exactly what we aim for here.
All right, now let's set our sights on today's main event. Our deep dive today isn't just a casual listen, okay? It's an immersive journey into the transformative world of the 11 Pillars of Confidence Build and Lead and Empowered You by the visionary Arthur J. Rutledge. This isn't simply another self-help book you read once and forget. It's a meticulously crafted guide, a true blueprint to a more powerful, more authentic, and yeah, dare I say, more unshakable you.
And let's be honest with ourselves, just for a moment. Who among us hasn't felt that insidious whisper of self-doubt creep in? That little voice that asks, "Am I really good enough?" Or maybe you've caught yourself wishing you had a clear, actionable roadmap, like a step-by-step guide to truly, deeply believe in yourself. Not just on the sunny days when everything goes right, but especially when the storms hit, when things get tough and the path forward seems kind of murky. We've all been there. It's a universal human experience, right?
And that, my friends, is precisely why our mission today is crystal clear, sharper than a freshly honed samurai sword. We are meticulously extracting the absolute most actionable insights, some genuinely surprising facts you might not have anticipated, and that elusive secret sauce to building unshakable confidence that doesn't just feel good in the moment, but actually endures. We're cutting through all the platitudes and the self-help noise to find what really works, what creates lasting change. You're going to experience a genuine dopamine hit of discovery with every nugget we share, and trust me, you absolutely won't want to miss a single moment of this deep dive, because the insights we're about to share, they aren't just informative, they are truly transformative. It's not just about what you hear, it's about how you feel and how you're empowered to act after listening. Seriously, stick around.
And before we plunge even deeper into Rutledge's profound insights, just a quick word from our incredible partners who help keep this engine running. Fueling your ambition, sparking those innovative ideas, and empowering you with insightful conversation, one cup at a time. That's Spartan Cafe, your daily dose of clarity, connection, and entrepreneurial drive.
And seamlessly flowing it into our next partner, Fiskal AI. That's Fiskal AI, pronounced fiscal. You can find them at fiskal.com, fiskal.i4.com. Imagine simplifying your finances, getting truly smart with your money, and in doing so, amplifying your freedom. Because smart, strategic money moves aren't just about numbers, right? They are inherently confident money moves.
The Spartan Cafe and Fisk KLAI are designed with one core purpose: to help you shine on. Now, let's get right into the heart of it.
Okay, let's unpack this truly fascinating journey of Arthur J. Rutledge, our insightful guide for today's deep dive. The source material paints this vivid picture of his origins. He grew up in Detroit, a city known for its resilience, its industrious spirit, and frankly, its grit. That background immediately establishes a certain foundation for his character, you know? But here's where his story truly ignites and gets really interesting for anyone seeking to build confidence. This entrepreneurial fire wasn't just a flicker, it was a full-blown blaze burning bright from an incredibly young age. He founded his very first business at just 19.
19. Just let that sink in for a moment. I mean, at 19, most of us were still navigating the complexities of communal living, trying to figure out if ramen noodles counted as a balanced meal, or honestly just mastering the art of the perfect college nap. To found a business, to identify a market need, to take that risk, wow, it demands a very specific blend of precocious vision, undeniable courage, and just pure, unadulterated grit. It really speaks to an innate, unstoppable drive. Wouldn't you say that kind of early action sets a precedent for a life built on self-reliance?
Oh, absolutely. I was still trying to decide between Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms at that age, a decision that felt monumental at the time. Maybe that was my first business venture, brokering cereal trades in the dorm common room. But seriously, this isn't just a fun biographical fact. It fundamentally sets the stage for his entire philosophy, doesn't it? That willingness to act, to create, to lead, even before he had all the answers.
It absolutely does, because it showcases an early, decisive break from conventional paths. The sources tell us he made the incredibly bold decision to leave university to chase those burgeoning entrepreneurial dreams. Now, that's a huge, often terrifying step for anyone, let alone someone so young. This demonstrates an immense capacity for decisiveness and a deep well of resilience, likely forged very early in life. It tells you unequivocally that he was willing to bet on himself, even when the odds might have seemed long. And that, my friend, is not just a hallmark of confidence. It's the very bedrock.
And that profound commitment, that unyielding decisiveness, that unshakable resilience, it clearly didn't just define his personal trajectory. It also deeply shaped his core motivation later in life. He observed other people, as the sources so poignantly put it, stuck in a quagmire of self-doubt and paralyzing uncertainty. That insidious feeling that whispers, maybe not today, or who might even try? We've all felt that, haven't we? That internal friction that holds us back from our true potential, it's a universally relatable struggle.
Oh, absolutely. That internal monologue can be a real dream killer. So his mission wasn't just about overcoming his own challenges, but seeing that universal struggle in others and wanting to help them navigate it.
Exactly. And his desire wasn't to offer some fleeting rah-rah motivation, which, while fun, often dissipates as quickly as it arrives, right? Instead, he yearned to create a practical, tangible guide, a how-to manual, if you will, to bridge that often vast and intimidating gap. The gap between an individual's immense potential and their actual deeply held belief in that potential. This isn't about feeling good for a moment. It's about building something robust and lasting.
Which, very logically, brings us to the book itself. 11 Pillars of Confidence, Build and Lead an Empowered You.
And this isn't some niche, obscure publication, you know. The sources proudly highlight its critical acclaim and impressive bestseller status on two giants, Barnes & Noble and Amazon. That's a truly significant achievement, indicating wide appeal and genuine impact. It's one thing to sell books, but it's another to gain that kind of broad recognition. What's particularly compelling here is its impressive ranking. The sources note it was placed near none other than Napoleon Hill's legendary Think and Grow Rich in the ethics category. That's like being on the same shelf as a literary giant, an absolute titan in the self-development world. It instantly elevates its credibility and suggests a depth of wisdom that goes far beyond surface-level self-help advice. It points to a truly foundational and ethical approach to personal empowerment.
It's a comparison that really makes you pause, isn't it? No pressure on Rutledge being juxtaposed with Hill, but he clearly handles pressure. And this comparison implies that his advice isn't just theoretical fluff. The review specifically calls it confidence from the inside out, suggesting it's rooted in genuine lived experience, not just academic study or borrowed ideas. It feels authentic, and that's a crucial differentiator.
Precisely. His background, combined with the book's critical reception, strongly suggests he's not just talking about confidence. He has undeniably lived the journey and come out stronger. And what really fascinated me was his redefinition of true confidence. It's not about being loud, boastful, or the center of attention, okay? Instead, he describes it as a deep, quiet, inner knowing, a profound trust in your own intrinsic value. Even when the chips are down, when things go wrong, or when you're facing significant setbacks, it's an internal compass, not an external display.
It's a massive distinction, isn't it? Because so often, we mistakenly conflate confidence with bravado, with being the livest or most assertive person in the room. But Rutledge tells us true confidence is a quiet, steady force. And to drive this point home, he shares a surprising, incredibly engaging anecdote, his personal story of dancing for the legendary R&B artist Aaliyah.
Now, when you hear dancing for Aaliyah on stage, that immediately conjures images of peak external confidence, doesn't it? You envision someone radiating charisma, utterly at ease under the spotlight, a picture of effortless cool. It screams, "Look at me, I've got it all together."
Exactly. You'd think, this guy has got it made, totally fearless. But the truly fascinating twist is Rutledge's purpose in sharing that story. It's not just a name drop. It's a profound illustration. An illustration of the internal struggles and insecurities that even outwardly confident, high-performing individuals face. The sources highlight that external appearance, the polished performance, can so often conceal deep inner battles and vulnerabilities. It's an incredibly relatable point for so many of us who put on a brave face, who perform roles, whether on stage or in a boardroom.
This raises such an important question for all of us. Is outward confidence, that public persona, is often fleeting and can hide inner turmoil, what then is the true enduring core? Rutledge powerfully connects this back to the concept of integrity. He argues that outward confidence, without a solid foundation rooted in your core values and consistently aligned actions, simply won't last. It's like building a skyscraper on quicksand. You can't truly sustain genuine confidence if you constantly feel like you're faking it, compromising your true self, or acting out of alignment with what you truly believe. That incongruence eventually corrodes self-trust.
So it's about living in a state of authentic alignment, where your daily actions and decisions truly mirror your deepest values. That's what feels genuinely authentic, and that, in turn, is what builds that unshakable foundation of confidence. And that's exactly what these 11 pillars are meticulously designed to create. This isn't about quick fixes or superficial tips. It's genuinely comprehensive self-development work aimed at cultivating true, lasting inner strength.
So if true confidence isn't about external bravado, and it absolutely requires that deep internal foundation rooted in integrity, then the big question for all of us is, how do we actively, systematically build it? The source material truly challenges a common, often paralyzing misconception right out of the gate, that confidence is just some innate trait you either have or you don't. Rutledge powerfully reframes it as a multifaceted skill that can be developed and enhanced over time. To me, that statement offers immediate, tangible hope. It means you can learn it, you can cultivate it, regardless of where you start.
What's truly fascinating here is that precise reframing. It immediately shifts confidence from a fixed, immutable characteristic, something you're either blessed with or perpetually lack, to a dynamic, learnable capability. And the reviewer for this deep dive highlighted several foundational pillars that resonated profoundly with them, starting with self-awareness as strength. As the reviewer so eloquently put it, because you cannot stand tall on grounds you haven't explored. An incredibly vivid and accurate metaphor.
I absolutely love that quote. It's so powerful and visually striking. It's about truly understanding your entire inner landscape. Your innate strengths, your genuine weaknesses, what your specific emotional triggers are, and even how others authentically perceive you. It's not just introspection for introspection's sake. It's a proactive, deliberate fostering of authenticity that allows you to operate from a place of genuine understanding rather than guesswork or reactive emotion.
So it's like mapping your own internal territory, right? If you know the terrain, you can navigate it.
Precisely. This deep, honest understanding allows you to navigate life's inevitable challenges with far greater composure and assurance because you know your own capabilities and limitations. Then we move to courage and vulnerability, which brilliantly challenges another pervasive misconception, the idea that your soft places aren't weaknesses, they're portals to connection and truth. This is a profoundly counterintuitive but liberating idea for many.
Okay, that is an incredibly powerful and paradigm-shifting statement. It's about embracing openness, allowing yourself to be seen authentically, and recognizing that those perceived soft spots or areas of vulnerability can actually become profound points of strength. not just for deeper, more meaningful relationships, but for your own inner resilience. It's about being genuinely real rather than constantly maintaining a facade or a front.
Which, if you think about it, takes immense courage. It's much easier to hide.
It absolutely does. And finally, there's commitment to growth, which the reviewer described as a call to stay in the arena even when it's hard, because becoming who you are is worth it. Oh, no. This pillar emphasizes that confidence is less a destination you arrive at and more an ongoing, active journey. It's about acknowledging that growth is a continuous, often challenging process, not a one-time achievement you can check off a list.
And that, I think, is such a profound relief for so many of us, because it means we don't have to be perfect or finished to be confident. We can be confident in the process of becoming. And Rutledge's book broadens this scope beautifully. It delves into other absolutely vital aspects like resilience, your ability to bounce back, discipline, the consistent effort, adaptability, the capacity to pivot, and emotional intelligence, understanding and managing your feelings and those of others. It truly is a comprehensive self-development blueprint, covering so many crucial angles for a truly empowered life.
Let's pull on that thread of perfection a bit more. Okay, so often, we're explicitly told to strive for perfection, right? To set incredibly high standards. That's what supposedly leads to excellence. It's ingrained in our competitive culture.
What's genuinely fascinating here is Rutledge's counterintuitive, almost provocative argument. Perfectionism, far from being a virtue, can actually get in the way of genuine, sustainable confidence. In fact, he labels it a confidence killer.
Wait, really? That seems completely counter to everything we're taught. Isn't striving for perfection, for doing our absolute best, a good thing we all want to excel?
Not if it paralyzes you, my friend. This is where the deep dive comes in. Chasing an elusive, often impossible ideal of perfection invariably creates an intense, debilitating fear of failure. If you believe you have to be absolutely flawless in every endeavor, then any perceived mistake, however small, feels huge, catastrophic, and potentially insurmountable. This often leads to analysis paralysis, making you hesitant to even try if there's a chance, any chance, you might mess up. This often fosters a kind of FOMO avoidance, the fear of missing out on being perfect, which ironically leads to missing out on doing and experiencing altogether. It's a self-defeating cycle.
That makes so much profound sense when you explain it that way. We actively avoid the risk of imperfection, and in doing so, we unwittingly avoid the very growth that leads to confidence. So if perfectionism is the killer, what's Rutledge's prescribed antidote, his solution?
Rutledge vigorously emphasizes that risk-taking, even those small, incremental ones, is precisely where authentic growth, invaluable learning, and true resilience truly happen. He teaches us to reframe mistakes not as crushing failures, but as data points, learning opportunities, essential feedback mechanisms for growth. This is a huge dopamine hit of reframing failure. It's not the end of your journey. It's just critical information that helps you refine your path forward. It liberates you from the tyranny of the impossible.
Such a powerful and liberating mindset shift. It allows us to experiment, to innovate, to move forward. Mm. Okay, what's another key concept from his work that might truly surprise us or challenge our conventional thinking?
Another cornerstone concept he introduces is deservability. Now, for many, that word can sometimes instantly conjure notions of entitlement, right? The idea that you just inherently deserve good things without putting in the effort simply by virtue of existing.
Yeah, that's exactly where my mind typically goes. Like, I deserve this promotion just because I've been here X years, or yeah. I deserve success without the grind. Which, while a lovely sentiment in theory, doesn't always feel like it builds actual, robust, self-sustaining confidence, it can feel hollow.
Exactly. But Rutledge clarifies his unique and incredibly practical perspective. Deservability isn't something you're merely given or that magically appears through wishful thinking. It's profoundly, authentically something you earn. How? Through consistent practice, diligent preparation, and by consciously aligning your mind, body, and spirit with your deliberate actions. He explains that you don't just expect capability, you actively demonstrate your capability to yourself through effort.
So it's about putting in the disciplined work, building genuine competence day by day, doing those consistent reps, and then feeling that you truly deserve the positive results and recognition that follow. Confidence built on earned effort feels so much more solid, more legitimate, and less likely to crumble under pressure. It's about intentional action and sustained effort, building profound, deep-seated self-worth. That truly inspires a genuine, deeply satisfying sense of achievable empowerment. It's not a handout, it's a harvest.
Absolutely. This concept of earned deservability links directly to that crucial aspect we touched upon earlier, embracing a growth mindset, Individuals who cultivate a growth mindset view challenges, obstacles, and even perceived failures not as threats to their inherent self-worth, but as invaluable opportunities for profound learning and continued growth. This mental framework is absolutely foundational to cultivating deservability.
And the tangible benefits of adopting that growth mindset are truly immense. It fosters incredible resilience, allowing you to bounce back from setbacks, not just with renewed determination, but with deeper insights. It empowers you to overcome limiting beliefs and ultimately to develop a robust, adaptable sense of self, because you fundamentally know you can learn, adapt, and evolve through anything.
So it's not just about what you do, but how you perceive what you do.
Exactly. Ultimately, the 11 pillars don't just offer isolated tips. They provide a holistic, interconnected roadmap for profound self-improvement. They meticulously integrate self-awareness, transformative leadership principles, and this essential growth-oriented mindset into a cohesive, actionable framework. It's a comprehensive approach that transcends fleeting motivation and aims for enduring personal power.
Okay, here's where Rutledge really flexes his creative muscles and makes these concepts incredibly relatable and practical. The Brains magazine article introduced this ingenious analogy for understanding and cultivating consistency in our lives: the bustling, unwavering New York City subway system. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting and brilliantly insightful.
It truly is a brilliant, almost poetic metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rutledge masterfully describes the subway as this incredibly reliable, relentlessly mission-driven system. Day in and day out it runs. Come rain, shine, snow, or even the general chaos that often reigns above ground in NYC, that subway keeps moving. Its unwavering consistency, simply delivering millions of people where they need to go, on time, repeatedly, with absolute dedication to its purpose.
And then he creates this striking contrast with the human mind. So often, so easily derailed by insidious doubts, by constant distractions, by the lingering echoes of past negative experiences, or even the anxieties about the uncertain future. It's like our own personal mental train constantly getting stuck, right? Or worse, jumping the tracks entirely. It creates such a vivid, immediately relatable image of what we all feel and struggle with sometimes.
So if our minds are like these easily distracted subway trains, how do we keep them on track? He offers these four instruments, and I love that he calls them instruments rather than just tools, because they imply skill, practice, and harmony, to help us operate with the same unwavering efficiency and reliability as the NYC subway. The first of these vital instruments is awareness, which he equates to clearing the mental tracks.
Right. So awareness isn't just a vague concept. It involves actively engaging in mind-clearing routines, getting laser-focused, and deliberately creating mental space. It's about staying profoundly grounded, recognizing what falls within your sphere of control, and crucially, what lies entirely outside of it. And perhaps most powerfully, it's about actively, relentlessly letting go of the corrosive negative self-talk, the paralyzing shame, the debilitating blame, and the insidious self-doubt that clutters our mental tracks.
This deep dive into awareness is truly about connecting with your most authentic self. It's about making that powerful shift from feeling like life is simply happening to you to taking the reins and feeling like you are firmly in the driver's seat, actively choosing and taking control of your responses in your mental landscape. It inspires an incredibly profound sense of empowerment because you are consciously and deliberately choosing how to cultivate your inner world.
That's incredibly powerful stuff. It's about conscious choice. So once we've cleared our mental tracks with awareness, what's the next instrument to keep our confidence train moving purposefully forward?
That would be self-belief. And what's genuinely fascinating here is its incredibly strong, often underestimated, link to imagination. Imagination. Mm. How on earth does that tie into building rock-solid confidence, you might ask? It sounds almost whimsical, doesn't it?
Yeah, I always primarily thought of imagination as something for creative endeavors, for pure daydreaming, or for children, not necessarily as a direct, powerful builder of self-belief or a practical tool for confidence. It feels almost too ethereal for something so foundational.
But Rutledge sees imagination as far more than mere fancy. He describes it as the absolutely essential bridge between pure possibility and tangible reality. Your deepest purpose, your loftiest goals, your desired future, they all originate as an imagined future, don't they? So it's not mere passive daydreaming. It's an active, powerful, and deliberate tool for constructing and solidifying belief in what you can achieve. You have to be able to see it first.
That's a truly profound reframe, elevating imagination from a leisure activity to a fundamental building block of confidence. And to underscore this, he brilliantly quotes none other than Mark Twain, who famously said, "You can't depend on your judgment when your imagination is out of focus." That's such a powerful, instantly memorable quote that hits home. If you can't even vividly imagine a positive, successful outcome for yourself, how can you possibly take the necessary steps to move towards it? Your vision shapes your direction.
Exactly. And he argues that challenges, far from being insurmountable obstacles that derail us, are actually prime opportunities, catalysts, even to stretch that imagination, to think creatively, to find innovative solutions, and in doing so, to overcome self-doubt through the very act of creative problem solving. It's a continuous, empowering feedback loop where imagination fuels solutions and solutions reinforce belief.
So we have awareness clearing the mental tracks and self-belief vividly mapping out our desired destination. What's the crucial third instrument in Rutledge's NYC subway system of consistency?
That, my friends, would be consistency itself. And he illustrates this brilliantly with a very practical, real-world example using the Clubhouse app. Not as an endorsement of the app itself, right? But as a perfect illustration of the principle. It's about the sheer, undeniable power of just showing up day after day, consistently providing value, even in small doses.
The cumulative effect of those seemingly small, regular actions. It's like the meticulous sculptor chipping away at a block of marble. Eventually, through consistent, disciplined effort, you reveal the masterpiece. He found that by simply being consistently present and regularly contributing on the platform, he wasn't just building his own brand, but he was actively helping others develop their potential, which in turn profoundly reinforced his own sense of purpose and, yes, that core unshakable confidence.
It's that reciprocal relationship, isn't it? Giving value consistently helps you receive it back, not just from others, but from yourself.
Indeed. He further details three profound ways your story, written by your effort. I love that. So to round out Rutledge's powerful instruments for our confidence train, what's the fourth and final one?
The fourth and arguably one of the most foundational instruments is preparation building, the profound capacity to deliver effectively and powerfully when the critical time comes. This isn't about spontaneity. It's about doing the diligent groundwork, the quiet, often unseen effort, long before the opportunity even knocks, long before the spotlight is on you.
So it's not just relying on raw talent, instinct, or sheer luck then, but actually engaging in critical thinking, anticipating scenarios, and deliberately shaping your behavior and skills beforehand. So when that moment comes, when that challenge arises, you're not just ready, you're genuinely overprepared.
And he recalls the timeless Boy Scout motto, be prepared. But Rutledge's deeper insight here goes far beyond just practical readiness for a specific event, like a big presentation. He advocates for being ready for the unexpected, for cultivating the ability to trust your instincts, for maintaining mental sharpness, and for upholding moral soundness. It's not just a collection of skills. It's a holistic state of being, a complete integrated readiness of mind, body, and spirit.
That's a truly powerful expansion of a seemingly simple phrase. And it resonates so perfectly with another impactful quote he brings in from Heather Monahan. Success takes preparation, which is why confidence isn't given. It is learned. It must be developed through experience and hard work. This powerfully concludes the section, driving home the unequivocal truth that confidence is an active, earned process. It's something you meticulously build day in and day out through continuous effort, through intentional action, and through a relentless commitment to growth, not something you're simply handed. It's a journey of active construction and self-mastery. Feeling that surge of pure energy and crystal clarity after diving into those instruments of confidence? That's what happens when you're prepared for anything, when you've put in the work and meticulously built that inner foundation.
And for that daily clarity, that entrepreneurial edge, that mental sharpness that truly sets you apart, you've absolutely got to check out Spartan Cafe. It's more than just an amazing cup of coffee. It's the thriving community where your ideas ignite, where connections flourish, and where your confidence gets a daily powerful boost.
Tired of those nagging financial headaches constantly dimming your shine and distracting you from your true potential? FiskLAI is your undeniable secret weapon. That's FiskLAI at FiskL.com. Smart, incredibly simple to use, and absolutely secure, get your money game on point, streamline your finances, and free up your precious mental energy to conquer your day, your goals, and your dreams.
Because true confidence isn't just internal. It's about being thoroughly prepared and strategically supported in every area of your life. Now let's get back to our deep dive and see how this personal transformation impacts the world.
So we've meticulously dissected the process of building deeply personal confidence, but what's the broader ripple effect of this profound transformation? How does this individual journey of empowerment extend far beyond ourselves, impacting our team, our communities, and even the world at large? The sources explicitly and powerfully connect confidence directly to effective leadership. Confident leaders don't just lead, they inspire profound trust, they powerfully motivate teams, and they consistently create environments that are conducive to genuine collaboration and groundbreaking innovation.
What's truly fascinating here is how Rutledge's holistic approach to confidence intrinsically links to leadership. Not as a top-down authoritarian command structure, but as a truly guiding, empowering force. He highlights that effective communication and active, empathetic listening are not just desirable traits, but key, indispensable leadership attributes. These foster robust relationships, build deep team cohesion, and ultimately empower everyone involved. This isn't merely about a leader projecting an image of confidence. It's about actively cultivating it within others, nurturing their potential, and believing in their capacity.
And that profound self-awareness, which we explored earlier as a foundational pillar, plays an absolutely critical role in refining one's leadership style. It allows a leader to navigate incredibly complex situations with greater ease and clarity, to thoughtfully respond rather than impulsively react, and to consistently lead with deep intention and purpose. So it's not just about being the boss who dictates orders. It's about being the leader who genuinely inspires and empowers everyone else around them to feel and act like a boss themselves. That creates an incredible, expansive ripple effect of empowerment that permeates throughout an entire organization or a community.
I love that image. It's leadership as a force multiplier for confidence. But Rutledge's vision, as we've learned, goes even grander than just organizational impact. He sees these principles of individual confidence extending beyond mere personal growth to creating a transformative tipping point for the entire world. It's a truly audacious, almost breathtaking vision.
It is, isn't it? He's not just thinking about individual success or even corporate leadership. He's thinking globally. The source directly quotes his profound core belief. These principles of confidence are powered by the underlined agenda to get you so highly confident that it will create a tipping point in the world full of compassionate interdependence, enlightenment, and empowerment. This isn't just an inspiring statement, it's a call to collective action through individual transformation.
And he expands beautifully on that idea, making it even more tangible. He explains, "If I can get enough of you to put your attention on the same intentions, the world can tilt in the same direction of the hope that is in ourselves and in others." This isn't about some abstract utopian ideal. It's about leveraging collective consciousness and shared purpose for global transformation. It creates a powerful sense of collective purpose and, honestly, a profound FOMO, a desire to be an active part of something far bigger and more impactful than just yourself. Imagine a world where a critical mass of individuals operates from a place of deep ethical confidence. The possibilities are boundless.
And he wisely emphasizes that hope is an action along with patience. Both are very powerful when combined. This clarifies that it's not a passive, naive optimism he's advocating for. It's an active, engaged hope combined with resilient patience. That's a deep insight for anyone working towards a long-term vision, personal or global.
And it's abundantly clear that this isn't just theory for Rutledge. He lives and breathes these principles. He's a highly sought-after speaker and an executive coach, actively working with individuals and executives across various industries, helping them implement these very same principles. His executive contributor role for Brains Magazine, where he consistently shares his profound expertise on leadership, confidence, and mindset, clearly underscores his influential standing in the field and his commitment to disseminating this vital knowledge.
And he's garnered some truly serious accolades and recognitions for this vital work, hasn't he? We're talking about prestigious CRA Global Awards and the Brains 500 Global Award. These aren't just participation trophies. These recognitions powerfully underscore his real-world impact and his unwavering commitment to ethical empowerment. It's abundantly clear he's deeply, truly committed to this profound work of empowering people and doing it in a way that is both effective and profoundly ethical.
So as we reflect on this incredibly enriching deep dive into Arthur J. Rutledge's 11 Pillars of Confidence, these principles truly stand out as invaluable, foundational tools for profound self-awareness and continuous personal growth. It powerfully reaffirms what we discussed right at the top of the show. Confidence isn't a fixed destination you eventually arrive at, but rather a dynamic living relationship you meticulously build, consistently nurture, and continuously evolve day in and day out.
And that, my friends, unequivocally means we have to actively do the work. It's not passive absorption, it's active application. Take diligent notes, deeply reflect on what resonates, and most importantly, consistently practice with repetition, as Rutledge wisely advises. As he succinctly puts it, it takes grind to shine. There's simply no genuine shortcut to building that foundational, resilient inner strength and lasting self-worth. It's an investment of consistent effort.
And what's truly powerful, what makes this deep dive so universally relevant, is how broadly applicable these principles are. They're not just exclusive to ambitious entrepreneurs or seasoned leaders, okay? They apply across every single domain of your life, in your personal relationships, in your professional career, in your leadership roles, and even in the smallest, most mundane daily interactions. Confidence built authentically is a transferable skill that elevates every facet of your existence.
And speaking of invaluable resources that can actively support and accelerate that lifelong journey of growth and empowerment, this feels like an absolutely perfect, almost serendipitous spot to mention something that aligns precisely with everything we've talked about today, the Spartan Cafe app.
Yes, it's truly revolutionary. It's touted as the first social app you can talk to. I know that sounds futuristic, doesn't it? Like something out of a sci-fi movie. But it's ingeniously designed as this incredible pocket ecosystem, specifically for creatives and entrepreneurs. The profound focus is genuinely on cultivating passion, fostering innovative ideas, and building meaningful connections, not just chasing shallow likes or fleeting superficial engagement.
Seriously, a social app you can talk to? I'm intrigued. About what specifically? Are we talking about the real nuts and bolts of building something or just high-level philosophy?
Oh, absolutely, the real nuts and bolts. You can engage in actual verbal chats with incredibly sophisticated AI consultants for things like securing crucial funding, crafting effective marketing strategies, refining your business model, and navigating complex legal challenges. It's genuinely like having a team of expert advisors in your pocket, instantly ready to discuss your real-world challenges and pinpoint incredible opportunities. This feature alone sparks so much curiosity, and it truly is a dopamine hit of unparalleled convenience for anyone actively trying to build something significant.
Plus, and this is key, it's a beautifully curated space for networking and authentic collaboration, but entirely without that high-pressure, competitive, often draining feel that permeates so many other social platforms. It's all about fostering genuine connection, shared learning, and mutual support in a positive environment.
And here's the kicker, the ultimate seal of approval, if you will. Arthur J. Rutledge himself, the very author of The 11 Pillars of Confidence, is a devoted subscriber and openly values the connections and the invaluable tools available within the Spartan Cafe app. If it's good enough for Arthur J. Rutledge, a true master of confidence and entrepreneurship, then it's certainly good enough for us. It aligns perfectly with his entire philosophy of consistent growth, empowered action, and community support. So how can you immediately check it out and unlock this incredible potential for yourself and your ventures?
It's super easy and incredibly accessible. Just head over to the iOS App Store or Google Play for Android and simply search for Spartan Cafe. Download it right now.
And here's the absolute best part, the ultimate FOMO-inducing offer. Your first week is completely, absolutely free. That's right, a full 7 days of pure, unadulterated access. You can explore everything, experience the community, see if it perfectly fits your journey with absolutely no risk. That's a whole week of pure, unbridled empowerment, discovering a community and a suite of tools meticulously designed to help you truly shine. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to accelerate your confidence journey.
So bringing it all together, our incredible journey through The 11 Pillars of Confidence by Arthur J. Rutledge has shown us that building genuine, unshakable confidence and truly reaching your highest potential is this ongoing, dynamic, and deeply rewarding journey. It's about profoundly understanding your intrinsic worth, committing fiercely to your most ambitious goals, taking consistent, deliberate action, and being thoroughly prepared for whatever opportunities or challenges come your way.
And Rutledge's 11 pillars provide such an elegantly simple yet incredibly solid roadmap for that journey. From the foundational pillars of self-awareness and vulnerability, to the concept of earned deservability, and that brilliant practical NYC subway analogy that keeps us on track. This deep dive encourages such vital personal reflection. Are my daily actions truly aligned with what I most deeply want and value? Am I inadvertently letting old doubts and fears stall my train? Or am I actively cultivating that resilient, forward-moving mindset that propels me toward my vision?
And his core message, Shine On, really resonates with such power and simplicity. It's more than just a motivational slogan. It's a profound reminder that your best self, your true inner power, your authentic worth, it's already inherently there within you. You simply need to cultivate it, trust it, and most importantly, bravely let it out. This is profoundly motivational and incredibly positive because it means the power to transform is already, always, irrevocably yours.
So for every single one of you listening right now, we want to leave you with this ultimate provocative question, building on everything we've explored today. What's one small, actionable step you can take today right now to step more fully and authentically into your incredible potential and let that inner power truly, brilliantly shine. Think about it, commit to it, and then bravely, powerfully do it.
And remember, for a community that not only understands but actively supports that journey, get the Spartan Cafe app now. Your first week is absolutely free. It's not just an app, it's your pocket ecosystem for continuous empowerment and connection.
And please, don't let unnecessary financial stress dim your incredible shine. Take control, simplify your life, and amplify your freedom with FRTPSKLAI at fiskal.com. fiskal.rtpsKL.com. Your future, confident, and financially empowered self will absolutely thank you for it.
Stay confident.
Stay empowered.
And keep shining on.
We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.